It can take a long time to make a short film, but the annual Boston 48-hour film project challenges teams to complete the process in 2 days. An award screening tonight at the Somerville Theater's Crystal Ballroom will celebrate this year's productions. WBUR's Andrea Shea followed one group's frenzied race to finish its first ever movie in 48 hours.
This cinematic throwdown, now in its 20th year, starts at 5:45 p.m. on a Friday in May. 72 teams from around New England zoom in to the kickoff meeting, not even knowing what type of movie they'll attempt to make. Then Boston 48-hour film project producer Andrew Osborne asks each group to randomly draw genres. The participants' reactions to their assignments are mixed.
By espionage.
Oh, yeah.
Vacation holiday film.
God damn it. Road movie. All right. Thank you.
Oh, martial arts.
Martial arts. Cool.
Musical. Aren't you glad?
From professionals to newbies, people sign up to stretch their creative wings, network, or learn something new. If they finish, they'll bask in the glow of their films on the big screen. Judges choose one to compete with 48-hour shorts from more than 100 cities around the world. That winner shows at the Cannes Film Festival. But Osborne says that's not the project's point.
It has this amazingly great effect on getting people to work together, use their minds, problem solve, because, you know, when you've only got 48 hours, what do? You got to figure out how to make it work.
And they'll need to do that in 4 to 7 minute films that must contain a few crucial elements, including a tattoo artist character named Alexander or Alexandra Green and a pizza box.
All right. It is 7 o'clock. Get out there, get filming, be safe.
Maddie, hold the pizza box.
After brainstorming script ideas Friday night, team Women Artists in Action gathered equipment and props to start shooting early Saturday morning.
We rolling, everyone?
All right.
Tell me when you guys are ready.
Action.
Julia Curiali co-founded the Somerville-based collective.
We're a group that brings together women non-binary artists to gather and learn new types of mediums and just have a place to network and collaborate with other artists.
8 of 13 team members are on location at a quirky Lincoln landmark known as Ponyhenge. It's a whimsical and surreal-looking installation of donated toy hobby horses.
We were saying, you know, how do we get access to horses to film this Western film? We said, oh, but there's Ponyhenge.
The day's big blue sky and hot mid-afternoon sun suits their social commentary Western, Outlaw, Inc. Wielding cameras and mics, the crew of mostly beginners hovers around two actors in cowboy hats.
I want to get it tight on her face.
You want me to move?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of our group has never been on set before. We have a couple people interested in learning camera, so they're, you know, watching our camera operators as they're adjusting settings, asking questions to our editor about how the process is going to go.
Oh, wait, do you need a close-up?
They're mic'd,
though. Well, yeah, they are mic'd. Yeah.
Sound person okay. Annie Laurie Madonis is the sole industry pro here, and she's wary of the time.
The sun's going down at like 7, so we still have a few hours left. I would say, you know, we can get this wrapped within the next couple hours, and then we'll go to our next location.
At dusk, they head to an artist studio in Lowell that's doubling as a tattoo parlor. Curiali and the team agreed to record some updates overnight and into Sunday.
All right, so we're on our snack break.
And it's almost 10 p.m.
The problem we're running into right now is, like, the lighting is going to change so much more in the morning. And that's not something we really, like, thought of, I guess, ahead of time.
Today is Sunday. We have 2.5 hours left.
Monday.
No, it's Sunday. And Kayla's in the process of still editing. We have the composer's tracks, which is very exciting. A few of us are pretty tired. We're struggling, but we're here.
The group's editor cranked for hours on Sunday, trying to meet the 7:30 p.m. deadline. 48-hour film project producer Andrew Osborne waits on Zoom as the uploaded films roll in.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's 7:30. Congratulations for participating in the Boston 48-hour film project.
Yeah. We survived. It was quite the experience, to say the least.
Julia Curiali is relieved to report Team Women Artists in Action got their film in on time. Brianna Martins, who's a painter, is proud of the collective's first foray into filmmaking.
We were sitting there watching it, and I was like, oh my God, we made that? It's like really crisp, and it doesn't look like the terrible like B horror movies I would make my friends in high school. It looks like a movie.
Allie, is that you? Get me out of here.
The team got to see their little movie on the big screen at the Somerville Theater. And while it's not up for a 48-hour film project award tonight, they had a blast and say they'll definitely sign up again next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.